A court-martial of U.S. Army Sergeant Hassan Akbar is underway in North Carolina. He's the soldier who attacked his own unit as it prepared to invade Iraq in 2003. Two officers died and 14 soldiers were injured. Sergeant Akbar could face the death penalty.
NPR's Adam Hochberg is at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where the court-martial is underway. Adam, what are the charges against Sergeant Akbar?
Sergeant Akbar faces two charges of premeditated murder, one for each of the two victims, and he also faces three charges of attempted premeditated murder. That's one for each of the three tents he's accused of attacking. These were tents where members of the 101st Airborne Division were sleeping in Kuwait. Prosecutors say that Akbar lobbed grenades and fired a rifle into the tents in the dark of night. One of the victims was an Army captain who died on the scene. Another was an Air Force major who later died from his wounds.
And what about his defense? What have his lawyers had to say?
Well, Akbar has admitted that he carried out the attack, but his attorneys are trying to show that it was not premeditated. And that's a key point, because prosecutors need to prove premeditation in order for Akbar to get the death penalty. If the jury here determines this was not premeditated, then the strongest penalty he could receive would be life in prison. At the root of Akbar's defense is a claim by his lawyers that he's mentally ill and therefore was not able to plan the attack in advance. They say he had a troubled childhood, he had a history of depression, and that he had a sleep disorder so severe that he'd fall asleep while standing up. And all of that, they say, impaired his thinking. The prosecution, on the other hand, says Akbar was quite capable of planning the attack, and in fact, they say he had written about it in his diary before it happened.
Well, even though the court-martial only began yesterday, the proceedings are moving at a good clip. The prosecution has already called many witnesses. What have they had to say on the stand?
Yeah, indeed. More than 20 witnesses so far, most of them Akbar's fellow soldiers who witnessed the attack. And they're telling stories of waking up frightened, waking up to the sound of grenades, and knowing they were being attacked, but not sure who was attacking them. One soldier said the sound of the grenades reminded him of something he'd only heard before in war movies. Another spoke about tending to one of the men who was dying. He said he had a conversation with the man, begging him to try to fight to stay alive. One witness this morning identified Akbar as the attacker. He said he saw Akbar shooting a rifle in the tent.
Adam, what can you tell us about Sergeant Akbar?
I can tell you he's 33. He had been in the Army about 5 years at the time of the attack. He'd received a few awards, a good conduct medal, and a few ribbons, but several of the witnesses here have testified that, frankly, he wasn't a very good soldier, that he lacked motivation, he lacked focus. The Army, before the attack, had demoted him, in fact, demoted him to a position where he'd have less responsibility. His lawyers are also saying that he was troubled because, as a Muslim, he had heard his fellow soldiers use slurs to describe Iraqi people. And they say that that enraged him and was one of the things that provoked the attack.
His demeanor during this proceeding?
Well, he's been quiet during this proceeding, only answering questions from the judge sporadically. Yes, Your Honor. Yes, sir. No, sir. Leading up to this proceeding, he had a scuffle with a guard here at Fort Bragg. He had a pretrial hearing a couple of weeks ago that had to be delayed because as he was being led to the courtroom at Fort Bragg, He got into an altercation with one of his guards, so he has shown some violent tendencies, at least in the pretrial phase of this proceeding. But since the trial itself began yesterday, he has sat quietly and has been composed.
Adam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Hochberg speaking to us from Fort Bragg, North Carolina.